This is where you've been... I stop myself from saying living. Where you've been all this time. It's all that's left for me. A mouldering castle for the Lady of Shalott. Pippa laughs, but it is hollow. She rubs her palms across the elaborate carvings etched into a hearth. The carvings are like saints' faces gone black with time. But you can tell it was once magical and beautiful. What happened to it? Anne asks. Pippa glares at me. It was forgotten. Felicity pulls aside a threadbare tapestry, revealing a winding staircase. Where does this lead? To the tower, Pippa says, smiling wistfully. It is my favourite place, for I can see for miles. I could even see you coming down the path. You looked so merry. Her smile falters, but she quickly puts a new one in its place. Shall I show you? We follow Pippa up and around the antiquated staircase. Cobwebs cling to rotting wooden rafters far above us. The silvery strands glint with moisture. Some unfortunate creature has met its end there. In the centre of a web, its carcass lies trapped and rotting as a spider inches toward it. I steady myself against the wall. The vines slither around my fingers. Startled, I leap back, slipping on the crumbling stone. Pippa reaches out and grabs my hand, pulling me to safety. Hold still a moment, she says. As we watch, amazed, the vines crisscross the stone like a conquering army. The walls groan with the strain, and I fear that the whole castle will fall down around us. Seconds later it stops, but fresh tendrils have sprung up everywhere. What was that? Felicity whispers. The land's swallowing it bit by bit every day, Pippa says sadly. Soon we'll need to find new lodgings, I suppose. She releases my hand. Are you all right, Gemma? Yes, I say. Thank you. That's twice I've saved your life, she reminds me. Do you remember the first time? The water nymphs nearly took you under, but I pulled you back, she says, and I feel the ledger book open between us. Pip is right about the tower. It's magnificent. From the top we can see beyond the way we've come, the caves of sighs, the olive trees that line the gardens, the blue sky and the orange sunset. We can also see beyond the borderlands, where dark, wintry clouds sit on their haunches on the horizon, and an enormous wall stretches the length of the land. That is the way into the winterlands, Pippa says, answering an unspoken question. Lightning throbs against the roiling mass of black and grey clouds. For a moment, a plume of red snakes through the dark. We've seen that twice now. Do you know what it is? I ask. Pippa shakes her head. Sometimes it happens. We should go downstairs. Wendy will be frightened, poor lamb. Who is Wendy? Anne asks. For the first time, Pip gives a true smile. Her eyes shift to violet, and I am reminded of the way she was, alive and beautiful, happy about new gloves or some romantic tale. How terrible of me, for I've not introduced you properly to my new friends. Pippa leads us down and into a tapestry-lined room, which is as dismal as a tomb. There are no candles, no lamps, no fire in the enormous hearth. The factory girls have made themselves at home, however. Bessie stretches out on a divan among the weeds that wrap around it. Her friend May sits on the floor, braiding the hair of another girl, whose name appears to be Mercy, for May keeps saying, Mercy, sit still. Another girl, younger than the rest, sits in a corner, staring at nothing. I cannot keep from glancing at their wounds, their ghostly pale faces. What are you looking at, then? Bessie snarls, catching me. My cheeks burn red, and I'm glad for the cover of dusk. I'm sorry, it's just that the last time I saw you all, we thought you'd followed the girls in white to the Winterlands and were lost forever, Felicity interrupts.